Section B，
强化提升。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. Is it raining outside, Bob?
Is it raining? Can't you see that I'm almost wet to the skin? Text 2. How did you feel when the head called you?
I couldn't say I was relaxed.
Text 3. Someone told me Anne's going to become a manager in her father's company.
She isn't, is she? She's so young, and she still has a lot to learn, doesn't she?
Text 4. I can't believe that all your rooms are occupied.
Don't you know about the wine festival?And of course, the countryside is really pretty in the fall, so a lot of tourists come for sightseeing.
Text 5. You look so upset, Peter. Are you worried about the physical exam tomorrow?
No, it's the final exam. You know, it's much more important than the midterm exam.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六七题。
You look worried, Tom. What's wrong with you?
The wheels of my car are gone.
Oh, I can't believe it. How is that possible?
I left the car outside yesterday evening. I thought I'd get it in later, but I completely forgot to bring it in after supper.
Really? It seems surprising.
I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Call the police station and they can help you.
Good idea. Thank you.
You look worried, Tom. What's wrong with you?
The wheels of my car are gone.
Oh, I can't believe it. How is that possible?
I left the car outside yesterday evening. I thought I'd get it in later, but I completely forgot to bring it in after supper.
Really? It seems surprising.
I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Call the police station and they can help you.
Good idea. Thank you.
Listen to the seventh material. Answer the eighth question.
Lisa, you look really upset. What's the matter? Is someone sick? Was there an accident?
Oh, no, it's nothing like that. It's my daughter, Anne. I'm really worried.
Anne? She's a lovely creature.
She was, but now she stays out all day, and she smokes. We had a fight last night.
Young people are like that nowadays. You'd better have a talk with her.
I guess you're right. I just don't want her to get hurt.
Lisa, you look really upset. What's the matter? Is someone sick? Was there an accident?
Oh, no, it's nothing like that. It's my daughter, Anne. I'm really worried.
Anne? She's a lovely creature.
She was, but now she stays out all day, and she smokes. We had a fight last night.
Young people are like that nowadays. You'd better have a talk with her.
I guess you're right. I just don't want her to get hurt. Welcome to the program. This afternoon, I'm standing in the middle of the Northern Black Forest with Rainer Sanger.
Good afternoon, Sarah.
Rainer, you're very concerned about this area of the forest, aren't you? Can you tell us why?
Well, much of the forest was wiped out in the terrible storm last winter, as you can see. Many of the trees are dead, and more are dying because of the damage. We believe that the government isn't doing enough right now to make this beautiful forest return to its former state.
I see, but you have spoken to the government about this.
We have tried, but each time they say that they haven't got enough money. They are always using money as the excuse. It's getting really disappointing.
But it's not just an excuse, is it? They clearly don't have enough money for everything, and the storm was an unexpected occurrence.
Of course, we appreciate that. And the point is, actually, we aren't asking for much money. We would just like their guidance, and we can provide volunteers to work on the forest.
Welcome to the program. This afternoon, I'm standing in the middle of the Northern Black Forest with Rainer Sanger.
Good afternoon, Sarah.
Rainer, you're very concerned about this area of the forest, aren't you? Can you tell us why?
Well, much of the forest was wiped out in the terrible storm last winter, as you can see. Many of the trees are dead, and more are dying because of the damage. We believe that the government isn't doing enough right now to make this beautiful forest return to its former state.
I see, but you have spoken to the government about this.
We have tried, but each time they say that they haven't got enough money. They are always using money as the excuse. It's getting really disappointing.
But it's not just an excuse, is it? They clearly don't have enough money for everything, and the storm was an unexpected occurrence.
Of course, we appreciate that. And the point is, actually, we aren't asking for much money. We would just like their guidance, and we can provide volunteers to work on the forest.
Is there anything important in today's newspaper?
Yes, a hurricane struck the southeast corner of England.
Tell me more about it.
Yes, it happened on October 16th. It started at midnight and crossed the southeast corner of England.
Someone might have been killed in the hurricane.
Yes, it is reported that 19 people were killed in the hurricane. A lot of trees were blown down. Strong winds also brought down electricity lines and telephone poles. That's why many towns and villages had their water supply cut off.
Is there anything important in today's newspaper?
Yes, a hurricane struck the southeast corner of England.
Tell me more about it.
Yes, it happened on October 16th. It started at midnight and crossed the southeast corner of England.
Someone might have been killed in the hurricane.
Yes, it is reported that 19 people were killed in the hurricane. A lot of trees were blown down. Strong winds also brought down electricity lines and telephone poles. That's why many towns and villages had their water supply cut off. Back to the news. Last Friday, a storm hit two villages, destroying 14 houses. Seven others were so badly damaged that their owners had to leave them, and 15 others had broken windows. One person was killed, and 9 were badly injured and taken to hospital. A number of other people received small injuries. Altogether, over 200 were left homeless as a result of the storm. A farmer said the storm began early in the morning and lasted over an hour. He was in the kitchen with his wife and his children when they heard a loud noise. A few minutes later, their house fell down on top of them. They managed to climb out, but then he saw that one of his children was missing. He went back inside and found him safe, but very frightened. A woman said that her husband had just left for work when she noticed that her house was shaking. She rushed outside immediately with her children. There was no time for her to take anything. A few minutes later, the roof came down. Soldiers went to the area to help the people in trouble.
Back to the news. Last Friday, a storm hit two villages, destroying 14 houses. Seven others were so badly damaged that their owners had to leave them, and 15 others had broken windows. One person was killed, and 9 were badly injured and taken to the hospital. A number of other people received small injuries. Altogether, over 200 were left homeless as a result of the storm. A farmer said the storm began early in the morning and lasted over an hour. He was in the kitchen with his wife and his children when they heard a loud noise. A few minutes later, their house fell down on top of them. They managed to climb out, but then he saw that one of his children was missing. He went back inside and found him safe but very frightened. A woman said that her husband had just left for work when she noticed that her house was shaking. She rushed outside immediately with her children. There was no time for her to take anything. A few minutes later, the roof came down. Soldiers went to the area to help the people in trouble.